Because he lives. Well, good day, everybody. Welcome to our daily podcast. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport. Doing our daily podcast, bringing you prophetic revelation the Lord's given us right now. Yesterday, I shared about the 9/11 dream. I'm going to build on it. There's even more. The Lord gave me another dream during the night to add to some of this. I'm not going to tell the whole dream, but I'll give you part of it. All right, let's press in. God is clearly speaking. Thanks again for listening today. Thanks for joining us wherever you are, in your car, your house, your workout. There's so many different places you can listen to these podcasts. We're so glad you're with us. Well, it's Wednesday, the third day of April 2024, and the unraveling has begun. We are already seeing it 2 days, 3 days into this month. Things are moving. I had a dream I'll share with you that I had on Tuesday and kind of add to what I shared on Monday, which is the 9/11 word. I mean, I should say on Tuesday, the 9/11 dream that I felt God said to revisit. It's very active right now because of some words Cindy Jacobs and others have had shared. But the unraveling, let me cover this before I get to the part two of the 9/11 dream issue. If you saw the news, it would have come out Monday night, Tuesday morning from Israel. It happened after I recorded my Tuesday podcast. But there was a commissary or a consulate, I should say, that was hit in Damascus, an Iranian consulate where all their military leaders were meeting. Obviously, as you know what they meet for, they meet to plan with Hezbollah to attack Israel. This building is interesting. If you saw the news on it, sits between the Iranian embassy and the Canadian embassy. It's in between the two. So strategic strike hits the building, doesn't damage the embassies of either Canada or Iran, but takes out seven key top level Iranian military leaders. Some of these leaders have been doing horrific acts through the past years. They're high level evil functioning through them, and they were taken out. The unraveling of the plans of the enemy. Okay, I told my congregation, we're telling everybody, it's not going to look like you think it would. Everybody's going to say, oh, this is horrible. This is, people dying, whatever. I believe with all my heart they were in that building devising evil. God unraveled their plans through, the actions of the Israeli military, but they unraveled it right there. It began on April, immediately on April 1st. Really, that's the day it happened that evening. And so I believe that word is fully moving right now. Now, you wouldn't think a bombing would be the unraveling, but that's how God works. He allows things to happen. I'm not saying he sent the bomb, but he allows that stuff to happen in order that the unraveling can begin. Okay, so I want you to catch that. Now, I gave a little bit of my 9/11 dream yesterday and the addition, so I'm going to play a little bit of Cindy's word. But in my dream, if you remember right, President Bush Jr., his cabinet, went to the Middle East, basically Afghanistan on this map, and the spirit of Jezebel, the principality of Jezebel, queen of heaven, whatever you want to call her, was seducing him to take him into war with an Asian country. Okay, so we prayed the rest of his term that we would never go to war with an Asian country. It came very close because he marked North Korea as and part of the axis of evil. And when you say North Korea, you say China. They're in bed together. Absolutely. North Korea can do nothing outside of China's approval or disapproval. That's how it works there, because China can crush them in a heartbeat if they wanted to. And so the tension is there is very strong. So we prayed against that. Didn't happen. But that word is still there. God is still telling us, do not go to war against an Asian nation. I believe that's still an active word. Now, Cindy Jacobs had a word. This is back in December. She had a word about what she was shown concerning that. I alluded to it yesterday, but let me play it so that you can hear with your own ears what she said. And I think it's something we need to really pay attention to.
Now, God showed me, and I sent a word into the White House in 2017 that a day would come, and it happened even during the pandemic, that the Lord showed me China would militarize during the pandemic. And then when North Korea went to meet, Kim Jong-un went to meet with Putin, the Lord showed me that they began to promise territory, that South Korea was promised to North Korea, and that they would use Korea as a staging ground for their, and that they were going to take over Vietnam, Korea, Japan, the Philippines, and on. So I want to say to you, we've got to say thank God to these intercessors that have been raising their money and praying and prayer driving. I mean, in America, I know a lot of our leaders, you know, we've got some states, you know, I don't know if Mary Medford's here, but.
Well, I'll stop right there. It's you can go to Morningstar TV and you can hear the rest of that. It's probably on YouTube somewhere as well. But that's the gist of what she saw, which I think is very important for us as intercessors. And thank God for the intercession. We believe it's protecting. I just shared how I felt is protecting from what happened during President Bush's term, that we didn't fall prey to the enemy during that time. Because in my dream, when this Jezebel, Queen of Heaven spirit seduced him, he got put in handcuffs and was led away. He was seduced into war. Now, I'm not saying the Afghanistan war and what we did in Iraq and all that was wrong. I'm just telling you that the Asia part was going to be wrong, and they didn't do it. So now this is another prophetess who has a word about that it is no doubt in the natural for us who follow geopolitical issues that the China Sea, the whole area of Asia, China wants control. They want Taiwan. They want all these areas. Now, I read a report yesterday, unfortunately for us in America, President Biden's budget, military budget, is to cut aircraft carriers funding. And so the Navy is planning on cutting back, which in China and the Asia area, that is our only our main source of having a presence in the Asia continent, because Asian countries are not going to let us have military bases. So we end up having to have them on aircraft carriers. And this is a scary issue because we're going to become weak in that area. Japan has decided to, while we were just there, reading some of the news there, they've decided to ramp up their military building because they recognize America can't protect them. We see this in Europe. You know, Ukraine gave up nuclear weapons and signed a treaty with America that if Russia ever invaded them, then America would protect them. Didn't happen. Obama ignored it, ignored the treaty, and did nothing to protect them when they took over Crimea. I don't think there is a strong world leader right now in the world that can handle the attacks of Russia and China. We don't have one right now. She went on to say in that prophecy that we need a wartime president in this 2024 election. And we shared yesterday, the enemy's planning a world war next year. We're praying against that, and we're going to believe we're going to be successful in our prayer effort, but that's the plans of the enemy. and we need a wartime president. Obviously, the one we have in the White House is not that right now. It's probably one of the weakest presidents we've had in the history of United States of America. So there we are. We have this battleground going on there. And China, the spirit, the dragon, the whole issue is strong there. David Hogan saw the principality over America right now is a dragon, which is really interesting because that's usually tied to Asia, but now it's sitting over us. We are in subjection to them. We owe debt to China. They're buying our debt on the world market. They buy land in America. For you guys in the nations, you may not know this. It's very common. It's becoming more and more known that Chinese investors are buying property and almost always buy military bases. And one in, I think it's North Dakota, they bought thousands of acres next to a military base. And the owner of the land, the Chinese owner, was once part of the Chinese government and the military. Okay, this is the kind of stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Now, we are intercessors, like Cindy said, thank God for intercessors that can make a difference. And we are going to make a difference. That's why I'm talking to you today. Now, I had a dream Tuesday morning, 2-3 in the morning, right around there. I woke up startled from it. I'm not going to tell the whole dream because I don't have the full revelation of it yet, but it was serious. And I'll say this to you, and I'll come back. I'll probably do some podcast on it once I get some revelation and run it by some other prophetic voices. This is a term that came to me. It'll be a September to remember, okay? And that's what we'll title the podcast when I get the full revelation of it. And there's going to be some crazy stuff that's going to happen, both good and bad, in September. That's what he showed me in the dream. And it's tied to the world, but it's also tied to Asia. So we're going to keep our eyes on Asia for this ministry. It's very important. God's called us to Asia. We have started sowing into Asia. I've been to Japan 3 times in the last couple of years. Plan to go back several more times. The Lord gave me guidance on how to do that, as well as other Asian countries. We know we're supposed to be going there. Now it's starting to make sense because when God gave us the prophecies to get engaged in Asia, I said, Lord, I don't need another place to go. We're focused in Europe and South America and South Africa. These are our focus lands that we spend a lot of time on, as well as America, obviously. And to add a whole nother continent, I'm just like, Lord, and now it's all making sense. Everything is emerging in that area. And now I have a thing that something's going to happen in September. It's going to be tied to that. It's also exciting. The dream the Lord spoke to me about a real outpouring as well. That's what we have to understand when we look from God's perspective. And again, this unraveling, it's not going to look the way we think. We must see it the way the Lord sees it. So now we take the scenario yesterday or day 4 when Israel strikes, takes out Iranian headship of the serpent that they function under. Well, okay, now they're going to act out. They're going to try to retaliate. But let me tell you something. When the enemy's plans are unraveling, they make big mistakes. And it becomes apparent, just like Hamas did on October 7. The world was fully supporting Hamas until that day. And now they can't support him because of the atrocity, right? As horrible as that was and the thousands that died, as horrible as that was, God's turning it for good. He's exposing the serpent and how the serpent functions and stealing the narrative from those who build up evil and takes it away from them. So this is where you got to understand God's plans and seeing it from his perspective. Now, I'm giving you all this revelation. I don't know what's happened. April 1, something shifted in the spirit realm, not for the kingdom, for myself, for others. I pray it has for you as well. I'm going to pray for you here in just a minute because we need a whole company of people that are functioning this way. We need people getting clear revelation so we know how to pray accurately. Just like Apostle Cindy Jacobs right there, a prophet, I don't know what she calls herself. That is critical information because that gives prayer directives and initiatives for us to how to pray. We need more of that. And you don't have to be a Cindy Jacobs. You can be a grandma from wherever and be used to the Lord. So don't put that title thing on you and limit yourself. Be open to that. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for the revelation that is flowing. I thank you, Lord, you're telling us the plans of the enemy. We are being Issachar right now. We're knowing the times and we're knowing what to do. And Lord, right now you want us to thwart these activities of the enemy. Lord, and you want us to take out the head of the serpent in the midst of this battle. And I pray, Lord, for more insight. I pray for everybody listening today, dreams, visions, encounters, that they would also get revelation as to what's going on in the spirit so that we can all stand together and fight the good fight. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. We love you. I don't know what comes tomorrow, but let's keep tuning in until we hear what the Lord's saying. Well, welcome and thanks for listening each and every day here on this podcast. As you know, it's April and we are going to be heading into the feast season. So please follow us on our apps and on our Facebook, YouTube pages. Passover is coming up on the 22nd of April and we'll be celebrating it then. But also don't forget our first fruit offering. If you didn't hear our message about 3 weeks ago, go to our Sunday service and listen to that. So we release the principle of first fruits, and we'll be doing that offering here at the end of April. Okay, God bless you.